Good morning, this is Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about dental care. I saw one of my clients downtown and I told her it was going to be about cats and I forgot I'd changed my mind at the last minute. However, cats need dental care too. Most of what I'm going to talk about is dogs, but just assume that this all applies to cats as well. When you brush your dog and cat's teeth, how do you go about it? Well, first off, we have three kinds of brushes that you can use out at the office. Come on out and we'll get you set up. Please do not use your toothpaste. The simple reason is it has chlorine and fluoride in it, and you and I spit it out, but your animals swallow it, so it's not healthy for them. We have a special toothpaste for you that is enzymatic, and it happens to be poultry flavored. I'm not sure you want to use it, but your dogs and cats think it's really quite good. You'll want to start doing their brushing when they are very young, because when you start when they're young, then you'll be able to do it their whole life. Dogs that have bad teeth now that you need to start brushing on, we encourage you to do that, but it will become more difficult for you. So what do you brush? Most of the time, remember that dogs and cats only have ripping and tearing teeth. They don't have any flat surfaces like you and I. So you need to brush the outsides of the teeth particularly. You don't need to brush the insides near as much because the tongue action of the cat and the dog is very rapid and keeps the insides pretty clean. Outsides of the uppers, outsides of the lowers if you can get it done. No matter what you do, brushing some is better than brushing none. One of the things we now suspect is that dogs and cats are just like people. Some have good teeth, some have bad teeth, and it's probably due to the result of the type of saliva you produce. If you produce the right kind of saliva, you don't produce much plaque, you don't produce much plaque, you don't produce much problem with your teeth. Remember that dogs age about 4 to 1 from what you do. So if you get your teeth cleaned once a year or twice a year, that would be, if your dog only gets theirs done once a year, it would be like you getting it done every 4 years. So just remember that your dog's teeth are going to get nasty quicker than anything else. So what happens? First off, you allow plaque to build up. Plaque's that slimy stuff you feel on your teeth in the morning. That turns into tartar, which is a little harder, and in our animals, that turns into calcium. When you get a calcium deposit on the teeth of your dog or cat, you cannot brush it off. It just simply does not work. You can't brush it off. That's when professional veterinary cleaning comes into play. If you get that, what happens? Well, the calcium builds up and it builds a shelf. So the stuff that drains off from those pointy teeth doesn't drain off anymore. It turns around and goes back up underneath the gum line, causes an infection. You start getting loose teeth, teeth that are infected. You recognize that infection by seeing a red line where the tooth meets the gum. When that happens, you need to start really taking good precautions, doing a lot more brushing, working towards getting rid of that. What else happens? Well, if that goes on long enough, you get loose teeth. And when they get loose teeth, then they start losing teeth. And pretty soon, there's no teeth left. It causes bad breath. Your dog comes up and gives you a little kiss, or your dog cat comes up and snuggles up next to you, and you can't hardly stand the smell. That bad breath is coming from an infection. They also, those teeth, produce an infection all of the time, and that gets into the bloodstream and goes throughout the entire body. A lot of times what that body does is causes an infection in the kidneys or in the liver or sometimes around the heart. Those are the kinds of things that you want to be careful of when those teeth start to get really bad. What is a professional dental cleaning? What do we do? First off, you have to have anesthetic. For some of our older animals, it requires a blood test prior to that, but most of the time we can figure out an anesthetic protocol that's very safe for your older animal. We put them under anesthetic, then the first thing we do is we use an ultrasonic cleaner to take those big chunks of calcium off. We got to get rid of those first. Then we take a hand scraper, like your hygienist does you, scrapes those teeth until we get them nice and slick. Then we polish them, again, just like the hygienist does you. And then we put on a preventative to probably help keep them better for a week or so, at least lets the tissues all heal and get along well. I have a favorite story I like to tell people about a dachshund that I had. Dachshund, when this happened, was about 13 years old, and a 13-year-old dachshund is an old dachshund. Dog had had bad teeth for 2 to 3 years. I'd been trying to get the people to do it. They were frightened of the anesthetic. I said, you know, we can handle that. Finally, one day, the teeth got so bad that I told them, we've got to do something, or really, you need to put your dog to sleep. They finally agreed, and so they said, okay, clean his teeth. So we did. Did a nice job, worked out very well, had quite a few teeth left when we were done. They had just gotten really bad and got them cleaned up. About 4 days later, the guy called me and he said, I don't know why I didn't have those teeth cleaned a long time ago. And I said, well, what's going on? He said, my dog's playing ball. He hasn't played ball for 3 years. He runs after the ball. He gets the ball. He brings it back and wants to do it again and again. He said, seriously, his teeth apparently hurt so bad that he wouldn't even pick up his ball. And he said, now I feel really, really bad about that, but I just wanted to thank you for talking me into cleaning the teeth. Dogs or cats, they both need their teeth cleaned and taken care of, so call us at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 243-2121. We're located at 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. Thanks for listening.